My name is Cristobal Palmer, and I'm running for Carborough Town Council. I stepped up and won a special election to fill a vacancy in fall of 2024, so I've had the honor and pleasure of serving on Carborough Town Council just under a year now. I'm running to keep my seat for my first full term. Last year, around this time, I told WCHL that the one question I kept coming back to about why to run was, what do I imagine Carborough being like when my kids are old enough to start high school? And how can I make sure that they and their peers have a community where they can thrive? This is a community I'm proud to call home. I remember walking down Poplar after school as a fifth grader, and I want that sense of joy and freedom for my own kids and for the generations of kids that come after them. That's not something I can buy. I have to work for it. It's my community, so it's my work. The headline items in my platform are equitable transportation, climate justice in action, better housing, and anti-racist learning and practice. All are tied together in our history and the world we now find ourselves in. Our disconnected neighborhoods force residents to use cars to get around, and climate change forces us to spend more money cooling our homes, both of which make living in those already expensive properties less affordable. And that's before we're hit with storms like Chantal. Fortunately, I think we can tackle all of these, transportation, climate, housing, and racism, with our budget priorities and projects like our downtown area plan, alongside our new unified development ordinance. These are the main tools that the town has to address the challenges we face. As for the town's budget, a silver lining to Carborough's unfortunate overdependence on property taxes is that our town budget will suffer considerably less than others from federal cuts. That is cold comfort. It's also true that in June of 2025, we passed a budget that was above revenue neutral, and that comes in the same year as a county revaluation. It was a bitter pill to swallow, but I believe that it was a necessary reset given how many years the town had absorbed rising costs from inflation without a rate increase. I don't believe another increase above revenue neutral will be necessary in the near term, and if inflation does impact us again, we have to look for some major transitions that will require hard public conversation. I'll give an example. Our solid waste costs to the town have risen dramatically since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. We are in a pilot phase of a composting project right now, and with wide adoption and good public buy-in, that has the potential to significantly cut our costs and also help us meet our climate action and race equity goals. If that's not enough, then we have to start talking about accelerating the transition to pay-as-you-throw, which is the model we will eventually adopt if we are serious about our shared value of climate action. That would be a major shift, so it will require deep engagement across the town. We have two parallel processes in Carborough, and the first that will come up for a vote this fall is the downtown area plan. It has several distinct character areas, and a lot of work has gone into expressing what the community would like to see in the future in those character areas. The plan is very Carborough, and I think there's a lot to love. The second process is the UDO, or Unified Development Ordinance process. Our existing land use ordinance was one of the first comprehensive ordinances in the state of North Carolina, and a lot has changed, including the climate, since it was adopted. Our current LUO is not fit for purpose anymore, and if we want to live up to our values of climate action and race equity, as expressed in our 2022 Carborough Connects comprehensive plan, we have to translate that document into law. Things keep changing day to day, and as I record this, there are multi-state, federal, heavy discussions about deployment of the National Guard. For myself, I will connect with my neighbors and help my neighbors connect with each other to defend our values from the abuse of fascists who have no respect for law or justice. Carborough is my home. This is my community. My trans neighbors are my community. My immigrant neighbors are my community. My Black neighbors are my community. We will only thrive if we get through and beyond the federal abuse and overreach happening now. And we can only do that by refusing to let them divide us. The work is defending our neighbors, all of our neighbors, without exception. If you come for any of my neighbors, you come for me. One of my grandfathers left Poland in the late 1930s as a child, and my whole life he refused to talk to me about the uncles that he lost. This country, my country, took on external fascism in my grandfather's time, and now we must face it here in our time. Fortunately, we have the truth on our side. The fascists are laughably incompetent, deeply unpopular, and deserve to be mocked. They are desperate for us to be scared and to stoke violence. I am not afraid, and I know that nonviolent resistance to oppression in the mold of Martin Luther King Jr. is the way forward for those who want to work with me. When you see Palmer on the ballot, that's someone who grew up here and is raising his kids here too. This is my community, so it's my work. Please vote Palmer for Carrboro Town Council, and I'll keep doing the work of equitable transportation, climate justice in action, better housing, and anti-racist learning and practice.